Das Chazor ist echt nicht, aber ich habe schon gesagt, wir müssen uns auf der Zorat auf meinem Beis. Die Gemara hat wurde machlekes regard to the Zorat that broke on its own. Rabbi Yochanan said it's also bad now because the owner was not mevatlet. Rabbi Shlokas said it's mutter because when the owner sees it broke on its own, he's mevatlet because he says if it can't even save itself, how can I think it's going to save me? In fact, the Gemara, our Mishnah says if a person found the figure of a hand or a foot, they're also bad now because such things are worship. Now, according to Rabbi Shlokas, they should be mutter because they're a broken piece of Avodah Zorah and they're broken on its own and therefore should be mutter. And the Gemara, Shmuel explained the Mishnah to be referring to a hand or foot that's on its own pedestal. Therefore, they are worship and are not simply broken pieces of an Avodah Zorah. A Mishnah says a goy can be mevatel his own avodah zarah and the avodah zarah of another goy, but a yid cannot be mevatel the avodah zarah of a goy. Now, if the yid breaks an avodah zarah, it should be no worse than the avodah zarah that breaks on its own, and it should therefore be mutter by no according to Rish Lakish. After the Gemara, Abaye said, the Mishnah is talking about where the yid dented the avodah zarah but didn't break it. Even denting the avodah should be enough to make it bottle, because the Mishnah says that denting alone is enough. And for the Gemara, that Mishnah is referring to where the goy a goy dents it, but a yid's denting would not be enough. Rava said a yid's denting would be enough to be mevatel avodah zarah. However, the rabbanim were goyz that a yid can never be mevatel avodah zarah. As a gzeira, that the yid would first pick up the avodah zarah and thereby be kinda it, and then be mevatel it. In which case, the bittul won't work because the avodah zarah of a yid can never be made bottle. Fnek the Gemara Braisa says if a guy took stones from the makulas avodah zarah and used them to pave a road, the road is mutter to be used. If a yid took stones from the makulas avodah zarah and used them to pave a road, the road is also to be used. Now the yid's doing so should be no worse than avodah zarah that broke on its own, and therefore according to Rish Lakish it should be mutter. The Gemara said over here also the answer like Rava. Mar tries again. A Braisa says if a guy chips off a piece of avodah zarah, let's say from an asherah tree, for the guy's own needs, so the chipped off piece and the avodah zarah both become mutter. If he did so for the purpose of caring for the avodah zarah remains aser, but the chipped off piece is mutter. The yid chipped off a piece of Avodah Zarah, then whether it was for the needs of the Yid or for the needs of Avodah Zarah, the peace and the Avodah Zarah remain Aser. Now, the Yid doing so should be no worse than the Avodah Zarah that broke on its own, and therefore, according to Rish Lakish, should be Mutter. But here also, we're going to answer like Rava. Mara tries again. A Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi says that a Yid may dispose of a metal Avodah Zarah by grinding it into powder and throwing it into the wind. The Chum disagreed, because they said the powder will act as fertilizer, which will provide Hanah. Now, the Yid's doing so should be no worse than the Avodah Zarah that broke on its own, and therefore, according to Rish Lakish, should be Mutter. Again, over here, we're going to answer like a Rava and for the Gemara. Fact more again. Abraisa says, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossion said, if a Yid found the figure of a dragon with its head cut off, and he's uncertain whether it was cut off by a goy or a Yid, it's mutter. However, if he knows with certainty that it was done by a Yid, it remains also. Now, the Yid's doing so should be no worse than Avodah Zarah that broke on its own, and therefore, according to Rish Lakish, it should be mutter. Mara says again, over here also, we're going to answer like Rava. Mara tries again, and Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi says, one's not allowed to plant vegetables under an asherah tree, even in the winter, because the falling leaves of the tree act like fertilizer to the ground and provide a benefit for the vegetables. Now, this is like a case where an Avodah Zarah broke on its own, so according to Rish Lakish, it should be mutter. Mara says, no, this case is different because the main part of the Avodah Zarah, meaning the tree, is still in existence. That's why even the leaves are aser. Fact number, the case that we said before where the person chipped off a piece of the tree and the tree remained in existence, we said that case, and the Bryce over there said that although the tree remains, also the chipped off piece is mutter. Mar says, Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua said, the falling leaves happen in the natural course of the tree's growth. Things that happen in the natural course cannot make it bottle. Fact number, weiter. This time, Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah says, if there's a nest on top of a tree of Hegdish, you're not allowed to have hanah from it. But if someone did have hanah from it, it's not subject to Me'ilah. Now, if there's a nest on top of an Asherah tree, Zakta Mishnah, you can knock it down with a stick, and you can then use the nest. Now, presumably, the bird built the nest with twigs from this Asherah tree. And yet, the Mishnah says that they can have hanah from the nest. This refutes Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when it breaks on its own, it remains Aser. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about where the bird brought twigs from elsewhere and built this nest on that tree. In fact, it has to be the case, because if the twigs of the tree were used, then why in the first case regarding Hegdish is he not subject to Me'ilah if he has enough from the nest? Clearly, the case therefore must be that the bird used twigs from somewhere else. The Gemara says, no, it's not a proof that the Mishnah has to be talking about twigs that came from somewhere else, because the Mishnah may be discussing a nest built with twigs that grew after the tree was already made Hegdish. And the Mishnah holds that there's no Me'ilah on something that grew after the item was already made Hegdish. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Vo, in the name of Yechanan said, when the Mishnah says that he may knock down the nest and use it, the Mishnah means he may take the chicks that are inside the nest, but not that he can use the materials of the actual nest. Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yemi Batachalifa, I'll explain the Mishnah according to the explanation of Rabbi Yochanan. With regard to benefiting from the chicks in the nest, that would be mutter whether the tree is Hegdish or an Asherah tree. With regard to eggs in the nest, they would be usher whether the tree is Hegdish or an Asherah tree, because they need the tree and they're abundant, therefore we're geyser. Rabbi Ashi added that chicks that need their mother are considered to be eggs for this purpose. Zog the next Mishnah. If a person finds a keli that has the figure of the sun, the moon, or of a dragon on it, they have to be thrown into the Yam HaMelech. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if they are on prestigious kelim, they're usur. If they're on less than prestigious kelim, they're mutter. We'll have to see what that means in the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, does this mean that goyim only worship these three forms and nothing else? A Braisa says, if a goy shechs an animal for the sake of a malach who's appointed over mountains, or for the hills, or the seas, or the rivers, or the desert, or the sun, or the moon, or the stars, or the constellations, for the sake of Michael, the great prince, or for the sake of a tiny worm, the animal that was shechted is usur b'hanah. We see that goyim worship many forms, and the Gemara Abaye said with regard to worship, the goyim worship anything they can find. However, with regard when they make a keli with a form, they would only do make the form of these three forms listed in the Mishnah. Any other form found in the keli is just purely decorative in nature, not for avodah zarah. Rav Sheshesh would take the difficult Mishnais and Braises and teach them and make them work together. He taught one of the Braises as follows. The Braises says, all portrayals of mazolos are mutter, except for those of the sun and the moon. All portrayals of faces are mutter, except for that of a human. All figures are mutter, except for the figure of a dragon. Now, in fact, the Braisa said, all portrayals of mazolos are mutter except for those of the sun and the moon. What's being discussed? It can't be referring to making these portrayals because the Pasuk Loisasan Iti teaches that portrayals of all mazolos are also. Rather, Zakhti Gemara must be referring to finding something with these portrayals on it, in which case it's only usur if it's the sun or the moon. In this way, the Braisa is agreeing with our Mishnah. Zakhti Gemara, if the Braisa is referring to finding an item, that would mean the next part of the Braisa, when it says that if something is found with portrayal of a human face, it's usur, that would argue l'chari with our Mishnah, which says that only the sun, moon, and dragon are usur. Rather, we have to say that the Braisa is referring to making these portrayals. And holds like a Huna son of Yeshua, who says that making the portrayal of a human face is usur. If the Braisa is referring to making a portrayal, that would mean that the end of the Braisa is saying that the making of the figure of a dragon is usur. That can't be, because the Pasuk of the Sasan Iti teaches that only the making of the figures of Mazolis are usur, not making a dragon. Rather, Zakhtimara, we must say that the Braisa is discussing finding an item with the figure of the dragon on it. And the Braisa follows the Mishnah, which says that such a keli is usur. Based on what we just said, it comes out that in the beginning and the end of the Braisa, we're discussing a found item. In the middle of the Braisa, we're talking about where you made these portrayals. Abaye said, yeah, as we have to say. Rava said, now the entire Braisa could be explained as referring to the finding the item with these portrayals on it. And the Braisa follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda and a Braisa, who says that also the portrayals of a nursing woman and of Sar Apis are also usur. The Braisa is referring to these human images when it says that it would be usur. And the Mar explains the form of a nursing woman would be usur because that's meant to represent Chava, who nursed, so to say, the entire world, and would be usur if the form is made holding a child and nursing the child. Sar Apis refers to the form of Yosef, which is usur in the form if the form is made holding a measure and is measured. Measuring something.